Good morning, everybody. 9:01 in the morning on a Saturday, of course, because that's when I come in here and do this. The 20th already of February. I am Mike on the mic, and I'm with you until 11 a.m. playing the free forum and your requests for another Saturday here. And today's another one of weather day, kind of the, I call it the quote-unquote spring of February. It's crazy. 50 degrees today, everybody. 50 degrees tomorrow. A little bit colder on Monday, about 42. Maybe, of course, time during the morning commute. Bit of a wintry mix, but I'm telling you, enjoy today. And tomorrow, I mean, tomorrow's going to be all mostly sunny and around 50 degrees. Just beautiful. And I'd like to tell you, my friend Bill Gleed is here with me for the duration. How you doing, Bill?
Pretty well, Michael. Nice to be here again. Hello, everyone.
Definitely glad to have you here. And you're going to be sharing some of your own music and some poetry, correct?
And some poetry and a little just stuff in general.
And helping me do some freeform.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a guest in the 10 o'clock hour, singer-songwriter Riley Pinkerton will be here. She'll be playing some things live. We'll be playing some recorded music from her new EP that just came out this month, actually. And we'll also hear some of her favorite tunes and figure out what makes her tick and why she had to be the artist that she is. So looking forward to all of that. And I would like you guys to leave some requests for me. You can do that on the Facebook thread. Let me know if you'd like to play something. I'd like to do it. And certainly if you'd like to call and do a request, you could do that too. 617-627-3800. We'll get you to me and I'll be able to look for and play those requests for you. You look like you wanted to say something, Bill.
I mean, you got me thinking, Michael. You know, you got me thinking about this. I know it's really, that's hard to do, get me thinking, but about the spring weather and how beautiful it is out. And I'm thinking, I'm remembering back just a wee 12 months ago how we earned this. You know, so I don't, I'm not going to, I like it. It's good.
It's good that we, I know, it's like we're getting something back from
getting
last
something
time.
Getting back from last time.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, as you know, I like to start things off with new music, and today's no different. I have something new from Courtney Barnett.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
just seen her face. I can't forget the time or place when we first met. She's just a girl for me. I want all the world to see we've met. La-da-da-da-da-da. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La-da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've been alone and I have missed things that kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. La-da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Twisting my arm, I already love you. Stop twisting my arm, I already love you. Don't beat a dead horse, I'm yours, you know it's true. But stop beating down my door. Understand, see, I'm already there. Take a good look, can't you see I'm hooked? You best believe I care. And when you push too far, when you go too hard, then stop twisting my arm.
Yeah, you know, I'm so wild. is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, 9:17 in the morning, going on 9:18, as 9:17 will do. Bill Gleeds here with me today. How you doing, Bill?
Nice, Michael. How are you? Nice.
Very good. And let's see. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. Started off just after 9 a.m. with a new one, as I usually try to do. That's a new one by Courtney Barnett. A single from the forthcoming record is called Three Packs a Day. I wouldn't recommend the Three Packs a Day, but the song I would recommend. Yeah. Really good. Definitely. Paul McCartney from a long time ago. It's from Wings Over America, a remastered version of that. Just Seen a Face live. Barrence Whitfield and the Savages, some local awesomeness from the CD. Ow, 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 with exclamation points after each one. Stop Twisting My Arm. Classic from Van Morrison way back when. 1972 St. Dominic's Preview CD. And that one is called Jackie Wilson Said. And more local music after that to end the set by The Cars, Best Friend's Girl. Okay, it is 9:18 now. And Brian Young from Crash Course for the Ravers just called me up and said he's got a guest coming in. He's going to put some information on Facebook for me so I can tell you about them and play a track by them just to preview his show, which, by the way, is from 1 to 4 p.m. today. And just before that, from 11 to 1, we have a great, great show. Something about the women, all women artists, any genre, from 11 to 1 today. So that's just the start of all the great music we have for you today on WMFO. All right, it's about 9:19. In about 10 minutes, our singer-songwriter friend Riley Pinkerton will be here, and she'll be coming on the air about 10 a.m. with some good stuff, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And Bill Gleed is going to talk to us about some of the great stuff
you know,
that he does.
Well, you know, the...
I just want to say what you were going to do.
How are you, folks? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song I wrote, and a song I recorded all myself, all the parts. And it, I've been thinking about this morning. Why it puts me in a tradition of a lot of great artists who have recorded all the music themselves,
which is amazing.
Which is amazing, you know. But I want to talk about a little. Well, you know, when we get up to playing it, I'll talk a little bit more about something else that has to do with the record, but where it comes from.
Okay. Well, for now, we have some more new music just to start off the next set. And, Bill, you'll get to do your stuff after this next five-song set.
That sounds wonderful.
I have this awesome track, brand-new music from our friend Ray LaMontagne. Yeah. Sometimes I switch letters just to see if you're keeping up with me. But honestly, this is great. Brand-new from Ray. This is called Part 1, Hey No Pressure. Enjoy. It's WMFO.
I hate to watch. from Mr. Floyd for you accepting charge from United States.
As the years go by.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Thank you.
Hey, WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. How you doing? 9:46 in the morning. Mike on the mic along with Bill on the mic. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay. So you've got some stuff to tell us about, some poetry, music you've done. Let us know what's going on.
Got a little number that I want you to listen to here. It's a lyric that's going to be a poem in my new book, which I'm hoping is going to come out sometime this summer, and an EP, which we're going to drop in May, hopefully.
Oh, cool.
Charles Simic helped me work on this lyric, which is was a pretty special thing to get Charlie to be able to help me with that. But it mentions a man named Jorge Luis Borges from Argentina, and I want to just lay a little of him on you. The dagger. Dagger lies in a drawer. It was forged in Toledo toward the end of the last century. Luis Millán Lefenor gave it to my father, who brought it from Uruguay. Evaristo Carriego once handled it. People who catch sight of it cannot resist playing with it, almost as if they'd been looking for it for some time. The hand eagerly grasps the expectant hilt. The powerful, passive blade slides neatly into the sheath. The dagger itself is something else. It's more than a thing of metal. Men dreamed it up and fashioned it for a very precise purpose. In some eternal way, it is the same dagger that last night killed a man in Tacuarembó. The same dagger that did Caesar to death. Its will is to kill, to spill sudden blood. In a desk drawer among rough drafts and letters, the dagger endlessly dreams its simple tiger's dream. And grasping it, the hand comes alive because the metal comes alive. Sensing in every touch the killer for whom it was wrought. Sometimes it moves me to pity. Such force, such purpose, so impassive, so innocently proud. And the years go past uselessly.
So you ask me, how long does it take to die? If you smoke yourself to death, let yourself get fat. This is faster. Mercury stream out of a lead pipe, be the mold that grows in your basement. Frack everything until the water burns. That's what happens, you know. After months and years, after months and years, betray the truth of your love and let the raping go on. Let the raping go on. Run past the mailbox and stop. Run past the mailbox and stop.
Back to the door
and miss it. Look back to the door and miss it. Sit in the sun. Hit by a truck. Work too much and sleep too little. Listen to my troubles and keep yours to yourself. Live alone. Eat cigarette butts. Confine yourself to meaningless gestures and empty hopes. Pick up a heavy stone and feel its weight. Compare it to you, heft it high above your head. Carry it a while, walk on water. Think you understand God. Build a maze, a labyrinth. Get lost.
Same story in a thousand versions.
The same thing is happening to someone else right now. Think how in some other place exactly the same thing is happening to someone else right now.
Whatever you have, never let go.
Value greed, whatever you have, never let go.
Steal what you can.
Kill is invent history and time. Rehearse a prayer by a pistol. Rehearse a prayer. Cut off a finger. Pluck out an eye.
WMFO, thank you, Bill. That was pretty cool. What was that called?
That was called Mr. Borges, How Long Does It Take to Die?
Very nice. Okay, everybody, it's Mike on the mic here, 9 minutes before 10 a.m. And guess what? Riley Pinkerton is here. We've got a couple more songs, and at about 10 a.m., we'll come back with Riley. Right now, something new, some more new music, this time from Weezer at WMFO.
Just will not.